Hi, and welcome to a SearchStorage.com podcast. I'm Chris Griffin. I'm here today to talk with Greg Schulz, founder and senior analyst of the Storage.io Group and the author of the books The Green and Virtual Data Center and Resilient Storage Technologies. How's it going today, Greg?
Chris, I'm doing well, thanks.
Great. Well, in the spirit of Halloween, you've mentioned zombie technologies in your prior discussions. Can you tell me exactly what those are, where they are, and why they are still relevant?
Sure, Chris. A zombie technology is any technology that's been declared dead, but yet it's still in use. In other words, disk drives have been declared dead. Tape's been declared dead. RAID has been declared dead. The mainframe's been declared dead. Fiber channel's been declared dead. The printers, the PCs, there's a long, long list of technologies that are found in most data center environments today, as well as, not to mention, remote branch offices, yeah, that are all been declared dead, but yet people still buy them because they're productive. Vendors still sell them because they're profitable. So the whole notion around a dead technology is it's dead, but it's still alive, kind of like a zombie. It's still there. It's still moving around, but don't be scared of them.
Okay, so can you give us some examples of zombie technologies that our listeners should be aware of?
Certainly. Many of these technologies are in your environment today. You may like them, you may not like them, you may be looking to move away from them, but they're in your environment. Certainly tape. Maybe you've got a mainframe, maybe you don't. Maybe you still have large servers while you're transitioning to blade servers. Maybe you have fiber channel making that adoption or shift over to fiber channel over Ethernet. Maybe you're still using disk drives but are being told to start shifting everything to solid state because the disk drive is going to be dead. Yeah. So these are all different examples of some of the different types of zombie technologies. In other words, you've been told, you've read that they're dead, but yet you still rely on them and the vendors still are enhancing in producing them.
So then can you take a stab at some future zombie technologies to be aware of?
A couple of them is, if you follow this general premise, is that a zombie technology typically have been around for some time, whether it's 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. They've been around. They're out there. In many ways, they become zombies because they're rather boring to talk about. It's not the newest, the sexiest, the most sizzle technology out there in the block. So one easy way to predict what will be the next zombie technology is any technology, Chris, that is starting to be adopted will eventually be called a zombie. Here's the thing. Being declared dead, being declared a zombie, is almost like a badge of honor. It means that you have arrived, you are now productive, you're in production, you're being profitable for the vendor, you're being productive for the user. So what would I put to that list? I'd add clouds, because at some point, somebody's going to declare clouds, cloud computing, cloud storage as being dead, and not because they're trying to dismiss it. It's because they become reality. So certainly technologies like that. Solid states will be declared dead at some point. Why? Because they become mainstream, they become adopted, and something new will come about. For example, flash might be declared dead as PLM solid state start to arrive. So we'll start to see other different types of technologies. Maybe we'll even hear that dedupe is finally declared dead and a zombie as it becomes more mainstream and embedded in the normal processing tricks and treats of the data center.
Okay, great. And all right, in closing, can you give me a final comment or a tip or something for our listeners?
Don't be scared. Look, these different technologies are out there, and there's a lot of great technologies that are emerging. What it really comes down to, Chris, is this. Strike a balance between the future and the past. Don't have a death grip on those old technologies. But unless you are allowed to bleed and take risks, most environments are risk-averse. I mean, it's one of those characteristics of an IT environment is to be risk-averse. So unless you have a dual redundant blood bank next door, and boy, in the Halloween season, who knows who's going to be hanging out at a blood bank. But you want to have one hand on the past, one hand on the future, bridge that gap. And transition, leverage the best of both worlds. Preserve your investment in those existing technologies that are productive while you're transitioning over to those future technologies. They help each other. They coexist.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot for joining me today, Greg.
You bet. Thanks,
and
Chris.
And for more on storage technologies, both dead and alive, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.